welcome to Aspire. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for, believe it or not, September the 14th, 2024. We are in the midst of a man who emails me constantly with questions he would like to have answered on this program. His name is John. I do not really know where he comes from or why he comes from this or what his inclination is in asking me questions, but he asked some really great questions that my own students would dare not ask. So I have taken it upon myself to answer these questions. We've kind of been doing a John thing here for the last few weeks, only because, you know, he really does have a point of view about the practice, and he has very good questions about the practice. So I thought it would be more than worthwhile to do it. His question for this day, he goes into what kind of students I must have, and he feels sorry for me. Thank you. He asks, what do I have to give up in order to be in your practice? And again, John, I say this to you, it's not my practice. This is something that we all have to go through one way or another if we're going to find any kind of, understanding or awareness. So this is really, really important that you understand this is not my opinion. This is my experience that you are asking for, and I'd be happy to do that. There are a gamut of things, John, that you have to give up. And most of these things center around your entire life as basically the point of your life. I mean, what your life is all about and why you're doing your life the way you're doing your life. I mean, these are things that are essential to what you would call your life and its living. These things have to do with anything that would keep you from the way. Now, why would anyone do this? You'd have to learn how to live in moderation, okay? And that is not something that is appealing to the American public at all, moderation. So with all that being said, what do I mean by moderation? It is what Jesus even talked about, and so did the Buddha, to live in the world, but not of it, not derive your life from the confines, let's say, of gluttony and gratification. So anything that would have brought about in your life a sense of gratification, and even then turning into later maybe gluttony in some way or form, where it just gets exaggerated and go into extremes with food and alcohol, entertainment, politics, oh gosh. I mean, there's a whole litany of different kinds of things you'd have to be willing to give up, and mainly the things that occupy the human mind. So you would have to look at your human mind, your mind that you live with, and really take a deep and profound look at it and ask yourself, what are these things doing in my life? Why do I entertain such things as, let's say, sports or entertainment or food or gossip? That is a big form. A lot of my female students love to get into the gossip. I know you think I'm picking on the women, but I'm not. It's just the truth. They love gossip, and they have to be right. You'd have to give up a sense of self-righteousness. You really would. All of these things are difficult for most people to give up. And the reason for it is they occupy the mind enough to where the ego can have its will and way in everything that we do. And that's really sad. That's very, very sad. But that's the manner of the way we live our life. We live occupied. We want to stay busy, basically, until the day we die. And we love doing the things that we think are most important to our gluttony, to our satisfaction, to our ego. That those things you would have to give up, or at least modify a little bit, and maybe downplay a little bit, instead of just going full boogie tilt into whatever it is that you like to do. Smoking, marijuana, recreational drugs, that as they like to call it. All these things, I don't know if you do them, John, but all these things have to be put aside for the bigger picture. Now, you will know what you need to put aside, and I'm sure you do even as I am speaking, if you had one thing in your life, and that is you have to have that pull that I talked about, the pull to want to awaken, that you are finally convinced, maybe in this lifetime, that the way you are living and how you are living has nothing to do with the meaning of your life. You have to see that for yourself. Then the things I'm talking about will start to, oh, you will understand, oh, this keeps me occupied in anger, in fear, in boredom, in hatred. You will see that these things make you take a stand, the things you enjoy, usually in about and around self-righteousness, which is huge for the people who suffer from low self-esteem. And all human beings, in my opinion, do. So the object of the effort of practice is, do you have that pull? Do you have that deep and profound sense of, I need to do this no matter what. I must do this no matter what. Now, John, from your emails, bless your heart, I don't see that. I don't see that happening at all. So with all that being said, you're looking at this from an analytical point of view. And in looking at it from an analytical point of view, you will miss. I promise you, you will miss. And in that miss will be just the pedestrian mentality kind of living, where you live strictly for what you can get and your own comfort. You will eat, drink, and be merry, as it were, and think that that's the meaning of your life. You talk a great deal about being afraid of not having fun in your life. Well, there is fun and then there is fun. You know what I mean? There is the fun we have when we are being in the modality of, well, kindness and love. When you're in a practice, a real practice, fun is about different things. It's not about gratification. It's not about reassurance of our self-righteousness. It turns into giving. How may I give to help others? That will become not the quote-unquote fun you're used to having, but the authentic means for which you do live and you find a great joy in it. This giving may be serving the homeless. This giving may be in helping your neighbor. This giving could be in all sorts of different ways. But nonetheless, it won't be in the frivolous attitude of jockeying around for finding something gratifying in your life and then living for that, or trying to drink enough alcohol where you can forget yourself a little bit. That none of that would be apropos. You would soon see that you need to streamline your life more towards the awakening than for the, what I would call, the human occupation of the pedestrian mentality that most of us suffer from and don't really want to understand in our life. That's the bottom line there, and I just grazed it. But if you're serious, you'll take into account what I talked about here. Thanks, John, for your question. Hope it helped. I hope it helped some of you listening. And I'll be back on the air tomorrow with another John question. Pretty interesting guy, huh? Thank you for listening. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.